Welcome to the 5-Year You Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow?
Hi, 5 Tribe. Today's episode is an interesting one. It's called How to Feel Worthy of Wealth. And this is a lot of an inner game type of conversation we're going to have around money and finances and all those things. I'm your co-host, Andrew, and with me always is Kat. How are you doing today, Kat?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of curious how this episode is going to go. We always talk about how we want it to go a little ways this way or that way, but then when you get into the episode, yeah, it kind of flows naturally. So I think when it comes to wealth, maybe the first thing we should do is define it, because I think the 7-year-old child in me is saying, well, that's a bajillion billionaire. So, you know, it's just not really the case. How would you define wealth?
I think you can define wealth in the context of a lot of different things, obviously health and time and all of these things. But for the purposes of this episode, we're doing like a mini money series here. And so for me, somebody who is wealthy does not have to worry about money. They have an abundance of money to live the life that they want to live. For some people, that just means, you know, freely being able to buy whatever they want at the grocery store. For other people, that means being on a yacht. We all have different definitions of what wealth means to us. But to me, and for the context of this conversation, to me, it means having more money than you need to the point where you don't worry about it.
I like that.
What about you?
I think that's really close to it. When it comes to just solely focusing on the financial part of wealth, I think that it really is being able to do what I want when I want because I want to. And that can entail a very lavish lifestyle of, like you said, yachts and private jets and all that stuff. Or it can be as simple as, you know, I don't have to work today because the money is there and I can go do whatever I want. So it can mean a lot of different things. So I think that's really the first thing for you, dear listener, is to kind of be clear on what wealth is to you, because it's different to everyone. And if you don't have your own definition, you're going to borrow somebody else's, and somebody else's isn't the right way to do it. We both borrowed other people's definitions in our lives. Mm-hmm. And then we got to a place where we're like, this definition sucks. This is not what we want. And we are in the process of recreating it as we speak. I mean, we have a much clearer idea than we ever have, but we're fine tuning it. So
I think that it's interesting how people perceive wealth. And there's interesting conversations that go around online and different threads that go around online that said, like, how did you know you were wealthy? Or when was the first time that you realized that someone was wealthy? And it can be as small as one person said that her and her mom used the laundromat all the time. And she went to her friend's house. Her friend had more means than her. And she loaned her a pair of socks for whatever reason. And she was just so amazed that her friend had this whole drawer full of like pristine white socks. And the friend was like so focused on making sure that she remembered the socks and she remembered to wash them at the laundromat. And she was like panicking. So it was like 2 weeks before she could return the socks, and she gave it back. And the friend like didn't even remember that she loaned the socks. Whereas this other child thought that this was like the pinnacle of wealth, that I need to make sure I return these beautiful things back to that beautiful drawer in that beautiful house. Right. And so we all grow up with these different ideas of what it is. So I think a really important part of feeling like you're worthy of it is, like you said, define what it means to you and how your childhood shaped your views of wealth and what you want to keep from those lessons, what you want to exchange for new thoughts. And I think that's an important part of the process of getting to where you want to be.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. It really encapsulates so much of mindset and behavior and all these things that really are at the crux of feeling worthy of wealth. I think when we are looking at this vision of us as wealthy, I think most of us kind of have it as a far off in the distance vision that we're going to arrive at someday. that might be a good goal setting type of a mindset, but there are things that we can do within our own days on a regular basis to make us feel worthy of wealth. And for me, one of the big things is time wealth is, and that comes in with, you know, being able to do what I want to do when I want to do it is really my definition of wealth. But when it comes to the financial part of that too, it's knowing that I've gotten to a place with my finances where I understand that when I want something, I much enjoy the process of wanting it than I actually do the process of getting it. So I have kind of constructed my world to be like, okay, well, I really would like to have this new toy, but I probably won't get it for a year because I'm going to research it. I'm going to watch videos on it. I'm going to eagerly await to get it. I'm going to look for it on sale and all these different kind of things. But I enjoy that. So one of the things that I do every day to make myself feel worthy of wealth is I go for a walk, because that is my way of saying, you know what, I can take a break from what I'm doing right now at work. It's still going to be there when I get back, but I have that time freedom, that wealth freedom to leave. And it's a really silly thing, but it's something we can all do. It's just like, I call it a wealth walk, where I'm like, I can leave the job that I'm doing. I can leave the work that's on my desk. I can leave the business for, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes and just go outside and enjoy that. It's better for my mental health and everything else. But the worthiness kind of, it comes from within. And I know we're all looking at it like going like, well, what's the number? And it's like, there really isn't one. I've chased the number. It doesn't exist. The number just, you get to, you know, you get to $100,000 and then you want it to be the next $100,000. You're just chasing the horizon with that. So it really is a feeling. So when you're talking about feeling worthy of wealth, we want you to understand that you can feel it today in its own right, and then start trying to treat yourself to around that. So it's kind of like building a ball of yarn, right? You take the little part and you start just wrapping it around over and over again, and it gets bigger and bigger. And that might be narrow-sighted, but what do you think of that?
I agree. And I think that time wealth is a form of wealth. I think that when people are searching for these sorts of things, how do I feel worthy for being wealthy? Maybe they're feeling guilty because maybe they just got a raise and they feel bad about it. Or maybe they grew up in a situation where they had less means to do things, and maybe they feel like they shouldn't be allowed to do it or allowed to have this nice thing. It can be a mental game. And I agree with you. You and I share the same sentiment of time freedom. But the only way that you get time freedom is when you decide that that is worth more to you than number of your salary and the title at work. I just explained this to the twins the other day. We were talking about money and we were talking about time. And I was explaining to them that I make a conscious choice to have a flexible schedule so that I can run my own business, pick them up from school and whatever. And I was explaining that had I had a job, had I gotten on the train to Chicago, like a lot of their friends' moms, and worked in a corporate company and had a 1K match and all of these things, that I might have more investments in retirement. I was like, but to me, this is exactly the life that I designed and wanted. And for that reason, I am satisfied. And so maybe another definition of wealth is when you reach a stage of contentment, because there are billionaires who are never content with what they have. They are so worried about losing it, right? And there are people who are very high up in huge companies with $1 million-a-year paychecks, and it doesn't fulfill them because they're looking for it on the outside. But there are other people, I can think of several in my life, who just didn't get caught up in material things, who retired early and who are just blissfully content exercising, having their health, spending time outside and not in an office. So again, all of these things we're talking about are different definitions of wealth. And that's why it's so important for someone to define what it is, because then you know what you're working for. And if you're working for health and time freedom, you might look at your life and say, oh my gosh, I'm wealthy right now. I thought I wasn't because, oh, maybe I don't have $1 million invested right now. But oh my gosh, I have this time with my children and I have a safe place to live and I have clean drinking water and I am wealthy. And that's the kind of vibration that you can get in to attract more of it. Contentment, to put it in other ways, is the ultimate wealth.
I agree. I think that's one of the things when people come to us from coaching, they've been living on what we call the layers of life. And that outer layer is that surface layer where you don't really think beyond what everybody else is chasing after, which is, you know, bigger, better, faster kind of thing. And that never ends because it's an right? Like, it's like, my house needs to be bigger. My car needs to be faster. I need to have more. That last one didn't work. But when it comes to this stuff, we are really looking at breaking that apart and going like, what do you really want? I had a great conversation with my son this week. And it was, I said, like, you know, what do you want out of life? You know, like he's in high school right now. And he said, he kind of thought about it. He's like, I just want to live in like a, you know, like a nice kind of cabin tucked away in the woods so I can do my fishing, have my pets and, you know, do some kind of work. I mean, he's got that stage where he's just starting to work. So he doesn't have that part kind of in his mind yet. But I thought, like, that is a much easier way of living if that's what truly fulfills you than that lifestyle of like, oh, I need to have like the biggest car. I need to have the fastest boat and all this stuff. When you focus on material possessions, there's nothing wrong with that. We all like our stuff, but you have to understand that that comes with a cost of your life. And that cost we don't usually associate because we're so busy trying to get it that we don't realize that, oh, wow, this aspect is going to take a lot of years of my life to get. It's going to take a lot of extra hours and stuff like that. And that is ultimately what I would view as a wealth blocker because for myself and not for other people, but I would look at it like if somebody told me you got to work for 6 years about, you know, to get this thing. That's 6 years of my life, which is, you know, a significant amount of time to sacrifice for this thing that I think is going to make me happy. So that contentment aspect that you're talking about, I really do think is a key to feeling worthy of wealth. What are some little things that you do to make you feel worthy of wealth?
I think that we're talking about feeling worthy of wealth. It's directly tied to self-worth. You have to feel like you deserve to have a peaceful life where you are allowed to do what you want to do, like you said. However, a lot of times we self-sabotage. A lot of times we let childhood wounds and things people have told us, a mean thing a teacher said to us, whatever, in the third grade. And we take these things to heart and they fester and somewhere along the way, we started believing that we were not worthy of having peace, of having love, of having enough money, of feeling safety. If you grew up in an environment where you didn't feel safe, your body knows what it's used to. And you do little things you don't even realize subconsciously to keep yourself back with what's familiar. And for me personally, and the reason I say all of that, is one of the best things I do to feel worthy of wealth. And to me, that equates to a peaceful life, safety, security, having everything I need is treating myself nicely. I always think about, okay, what would future Catherine like to do, right? What will future Catherine be happy with me tomorrow? We talk about this on the show a lot, and it's because it's made a huge difference in my life. So the Catherine of this morning is very happy. The Catherine of last night did the dishes. I woke up peaceful. I remember a few years ago hearing another coach say that she bought herself flowers all the time. You know, why wait for someone else to say you're worried, you know, worthy of these flowers? So sometimes when I go to Trader Joe's, I'll throw a $7 bouquet in the thing. You know, you can do things for yourself. Again, the world is an energetic place. So every time you give yourself something, you spend a little extra money on you, you make the doctor's appointment you've been putting off for 2 years, not pointing any fingers at myself there, but you know, you do all of these things.
A little poignant, but okay.
You do all of these things for yourself and it raises your vibration. And then you will start to see that you'll attract more work. Another thing that I like to do, Andrew, to attract more wealth is to give money away. I talk about in my book, Mom's Got Money, this moment where I felt this massive push to buy coffee for the person behind me. It's not something I typically do. I mean, people do it in the line, but gosh, so awkward to do it like in person, right? And like, but just, it was like this push I could not ignore. It was like someone else was telling me, you must do it. You know, the woman was very grateful and she had been having a tough day and it was nice. And it was like nothing. It was like a $6 Starbucks or whatever. So I go and I sit down and I don't think much of it. And in the span of an hour of working at that Starbucks, I got two different client notices. This was at a time in my freelance business where like people weren't writing me back and I was trying to get new clients and like my income was lower than I'd like it to be. And I was like pushing. And it's like the second I just let go and bought the coffee, two emails arrived within the hour. And I truly believe, and I write about it in my book, there is something energetic about just trusting in that, and that when you give money away, it sends this energetic signal out that I have enough, I'm content, I have so much, and I'm so abundant that I just don't mind sharing it. And for that reason, you receive more of it. And if anyone's maybe new tuning in, we do get a little woo-woo on here. These are real experiences that have happened, have shaped the way that I handle money over time. So yeah, you asked about little ways, treating yourself nice and then being generous.
I like those two. I love that story. I think it's really true about our energy and shifting and whatnot. As we're going through this, when we do work with clients and when I've done energy work on literally everybody, I do a thing called muscle testing. So it's talking about the woo and the metaphysical stuff. When I work with people initially, I test for certain baseline things. One of them is the belief I am worthy. And it's been my experience that I think everybody that I've worked with but one person initially tests negative for the belief I am worthy. And there is this misconception out there that there is something in the future that we have to do, some magical task, some sort of thing that we either have to acquire, go do, get to, for us to be worthy. And when we work with people, and I've worked with people in the past, letting that belief go is crucial to expanding our awareness around a whole bunch of things. And I'm guessing, dear listener, as you listen to this, you're going like, I wonder if that's me. It most likely is. Somewhere along the line, you believe you were born worthy. That's the truth. That's the God honest truth about it. But along the lines, you met somebody who didn't feel worthy, or who believed a belief other than that you're born worthy, and they conveyed it to you. And you took that on. And that ever since that moment, you've been having all these experiences and other things happen to you that reinforce that I have to do this thing to be worthy. I have to get the job. I have to get the grades. I have to go to this place. I have to do that. I have to buy this car, this house, this thing. Then I will be worthy. And you know, you've done all this and you're still not worthy. And that's because it's not an external thing. It's an internal value system that you need to foster and nurture in yourself, which we help people do. So I'm going to challenge you that when you don't feel worthy about wealth, you probably don't feel worthy about a lot of other things in your life. And that is okay. But you are able to shift that at any different point. And we do help people with that. You can book a call at 5yearyou.com or just send us an email at hello@5yearyou.com. We respond to every email we get. And we are here to help you shed those beliefs, because it's been my experience that we're lacking five main beliefs, and we'll just focus on this one. And as we get those and we grow into them and we allow them into our lives and foster the worthiness that is inherently ours, that your life changes. And Kat, you nailed it. Like, just by the act of saying, I can afford to buy a stranger Starbucks, you opened the world to that energy of wealth and it flowed to you. So many of us go, I want to be wealthy, but we're still got clenched fists on our wallet because we're so afraid to like lose that little amount here or there. And I'm not saying you go buy somebody coffee unless that calls to you. What I'm saying is that there is an point of view, a way of looking at things that is very different when you feel worthy of wealth to when you don't feel worthy of wealth. And when you shift that, you are going to find that everything moves forward a lot faster, and we can help.
And if you really are at a point where you don't feel like you can buy someone a $6 cup of coffee. There are other ways energetically that you can be generous. Again, time is our, is the only non-renewable resource, right? So if you feel like you want to be a more generous person and you want to like tap into that vibration, offering to help your sister like clean her house, you know, watching your best friend's kids so she and her husband can go on a date night, whatever it is that you want to do, you know, holding the door open for a stranger. It's just the way that you carry yourself and go around in the world. There are many ways to be generous that don't cost anything. And the way that you treat others is how you show them how to treat you. And by examining all of these different things, by thinking about wealth, thinking about what it really means to you, thinking about the lessons that you grew up hearing about wealthy people, any messages. I mean, think about every superhero movie, like the bad guy is always the rich guy, right? It's like we are just fed these messages all the time about, you know, lots of money equals bad, but money just makes you more of who you already are. So think about all the things that you would do if you came into wealth today, and how would you treat people and what would you do? And these are just really fun mind exercises that can get you to a different vibration.
Yeah. And if you're looking for something, and let's call it an affirmation, though I don't even think I would label it that, but you know, can't think on the spot here. I think a lot of us have the belief that is, I don't have time to hold the door for someone. I don't have time to go figure out my finances. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time. Let's just try for a day. And this is your challenge for the rest of the day. Start telling yourself, have, you're going to drop the don't and just go, I have time. I have time to hold the door for this person. I have time to listen to my child talk about this issue. I have time to call a friend. I have time to count the pennies in the jar, whatever those things are. Just start giving yourself permission to have, because that's really what's blocking you, is you keep saying, I don't have. And Kat and I have gone through this a lot. We, you know, oh, I don't have time to do this. I don't have that. It's like, actually, I have a lot of time. And when you shift that belief, you're going to find that it's almost like time magically slows down. You're like, wow, I did all these things and I still got my work done and I still made supper and I still got the house clean. I had way more time than I actually gave myself credit for, because you shifted that belief. So that's probably one of the first things you can do. And it'd be a great challenge to go 24 hours. I'm going to do it today, just to keep saying like, no, I have time. I have this, I have that. And I can guarantee you, even in saying it like that, it feels a little weird, but it's going to feel weird if you've never done it before. And you're going to allow yourself to start feeling differently. And when you feel differently, your energy shifts. When your energy shifts, your whole world changes for the better in this case.
I love that. I think that's a really good place to end. Hopefully this helps people maybe identify why they don't feel worthy of being wealthy. Maybe it helps some people identify that they're already wealthier than they even imagined. And hopefully for people who are struggling, we gave a few small tips of things that you can shift and change to help you feel like you can improve day by day.
I love that. All right, let's move on to the glimmers, those things that make us happy this week, things that have lit us up. What's yours?
Oh my gosh. We had a really busy work week this week, and there's a little like fair in town, and I am just grateful that my kids went to it all day yesterday, because Andrew, I had like the most blissful nap ever yesterday. And it's, you know, like I've been known to take a cat nap or two, pun intended, but it was like 11 in the morning and I was just like, I just kind of, you know, leaned into my bed and it was just like hours and hours. I mean, I must have been just so exhausted from this work week. And it was so glimmery because they were happy and they were out with their friends. And I feel like I had reached some new level of the parenting video game, because they're like sort of old enough to roam with their friends. And I got to nap. And I feel like I dreamed of that moment holding those two crying twins in the night all those years ago. So
I love that. I love that for you.
What about you?
You know, it's Father's Day today as we're recording this. Mm-hmm. And my glimmer is my dad. There has been such a great shift with him and I in the last few years. And I know you and I talk about it off air, but I often will, you know, say things about my mom or the kids or whatever. And sometimes the dads in life are just that strong figure in the background that are just there. But my father has shown me that it is never too late to grow, to try new things. He is he's a very great man, and I really love him. And I'm going to just use my dad as my glimmer.
Happy Father's Day to him, to you, to my dad. It's going to be a good day.
It is. All right, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening. And we're sorry that this episode probably will come out about a month after Father's Day, so it doesn't really have much credence, but we are grateful that you stuck with us till the end. We'll see you next week.
Hey guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.